First aid and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we're going to do open lines. I always enjoy that. So give us a call at 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But I would simply point out that the America we have known in the past is gone, and it's not going to come back again. The enemies of freedom are operating on a timeline. We aren't privy to the exact timeline, but we can certainly read the signs. And we are now entered another war. We are at war with Libya. We are backing the rebels. We have certainly our CIA on the ground over there, and the CIA has assigned special forces units. Oh, we don't have boots on the ground. We're not going to have troops committed, but it's all right for the CIA and the special forces to be there, but the CIA really isn't soldiers. They're assigned to the CIA, and we're supporting the rebels who are being supported financially through the United States and through our intelligence agencies, because we not only want to overthrow Gaddafi, we want to overthrow all of the existing governments in that part of the world. And where is the outcry from the Republicans? Why, they're going right along with it. Where is the outcry from the Democrats? They're going right along with it. After all, Gaddafi's a bad man. We've got to keep him from killing civilians over there, so we bomb the area and we kill civilians. But that's all right. They're collateral damage because we're there to save civilians. And where is the outcry from the mass media in the United States, the liberal media? And you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, everything is controlled. We have five or six major corporations that control directly or through interlocking directorates the entire major media. 95% of the major media is controlled. Oh, there are a few small radio stations that will carry the truth. It's just as we have within the banking industry. Five or six major banks that control 60 to 70% of all the banking assets. Then we have 8,000 other smaller banks that control the rest of it. But the major policies and the Federal Reserve are controlled by a small number of banks. Basically, you've got J.P. Morgan Chase, you've got Morgan Stanley, you've got Bank of America, you've got Wells Fargo and Goldman Sachs, and they control banking in the United States. In a similar matter, you have basically AOL, Time Warner, you have Bertelsmann, Viacom, Disney, you have Fox, and you have Comcast, and who actually control the major media. And they all tie into the Council on Foreign Relations at 58th and 68th Street and the myriad of front organizations that they interlock with. But the Council on Foreign Relations was formed in 1921 as a front for the Roundtable Group, that was a front for the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created to create a one-world government and a one-world religion. And the Council on Foreign Relations is a subversive group, and it has a subversive goal, and nobody will tell you that. And nobody will tell you that, first of all, because most people don't know. And secondly, because, of course, these people wield power and they kill their adversaries. There's no question that they have assassination groups that target specific people and simply finish them off. And people certainly are killed on a regular basis here in the United States and throughout the world. And those of you who haven't heard our four tape set on deadly assassins, need to get it, where I interview the deadly assassins and a number of the people that we've interviewed here on my programs over the last 15 years or more have been killed subsequent to being on my programs, like Gary Webb, who has written about the CIA and drug smuggling, who committed suicide by shooting himself in the head twice to make sure he was dead. This is not imaginary, it's real. I mean, you go on and you lead your life, and life seems the same, but things are changing. You know things are changing. You know the morals of our society has changed, and certainly this is not the world I was raised in 1940 and 1950. I mean, today, why, of course, homosexuality, I mean, you dare to suggest that homosexuality isn't wonderful, why you come under attack, as Newt Gingrich, who I have very little use for, but something he said about homosexuality, or maybe he didn't praise homosexuality, but he basically was at a book signing, somebody came up with a box of glitter and poured it all over him, saying, you know, stop the prejudice, stop the hate against homosexuality, homosexuals. Homosexuality is wrong because God says it's wrong, and because the people die young. And if you care about homosexuals, you've got to tell them what you're doing is wrong, just as heterosexual sin is wrong, and sex outside of marriage is wrong. And they lead to, all of this leads to sexually transmitted diseases and all sorts of unhappiness. And if you care about people, you've got to tell them heterosexual sin's wrong. Homosexual sin is wrong. Sin is wrong, and we need to get back to people fearing the Lord. But after all, we're not supposed to talk about that sort of thing. And we're certainly never supposed to talk about that. If you're in politics, you never want to talk about politics or religion. Maybe we ought to talk about politics and religion and point out that the same people who control our banking and the same people who control our media control the political process, and we don't elect our president. The presidential candidates are selected by the ruling elite, and we go to the polls and we vote for the candidate of their choice. Our number is 1-877-254-7544. It's open lines. I want to hear from you. 877-254-7544.
This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices. You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. It's open line, so I want to hear from you. But I really am deeply concerned about what's happening in the Near East and Middle East. Are you? I mean, why is this happening? Well, one reason, of course, there's so much unrest there is because of the real starvation. There's real problems with getting food, and certainly in Egypt especially now. They've run out of reserves, and so how does the country buy flour? How do they buy cooking oil? How do they buy salt and the various essentials of life? And Egypt is running rapidly out of reserves. At least when Mubarak was there, there was always enough money to feed the people, and that's rapidly running out. They are moving towards chaos. They're moving towards a takeover by the Muslim Brotherhood. We are intentionally transferring control in all of those countries to the radical Muslim Brotherhood, which wants to establish an Islamic caliphate. And, of course, it's been funded by the CIA since the end of the Second World War. You need to read about that in a book called The Devil's Game. We did a wonderful interview last night with Avi Lipkin. You'll find that posted on my website at RadioLiberty.com. It's the 9 o'clock program. Now, Avi, I agree with about 90%. He's certainly one of the most insightful people, well worthwhile listening. And you need to be listening to all of our programs. Some of them are repetitive. Some of them are novel and new, and you need to help us get the information out. That's your job, to reach people and explain to them that we're going to destabilize the entire area over there. And I don't know whether it's a preparation for a coming civil war, I should say, a war between the Sunnis and the Shias, or whether it's going to be a war that we're going to be involved in to protect Israel. We've got a caller, and again, our number is 877-254-7524, and who's calling in?
Dr. Stan, it's Maureen in Colorado this morning.
Hi, Maureen. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you so much for your generous gift recently. I really did appreciate your help.
Well, I truly wish I could do more. There have been financial circumstances preventing it, but everybody can do what he can do.
Well, we appreciate it, and we know it's sacrificial. And anyway, go right ahead.
All right. My question is closer to home. It's not about Libya. I was listening to the Healthy Nature show on KHNC, and they were talking about if you were using reverse osmosis water, that it has the minerals removed. I use a Berkey water filter, and I'm wondering, is it also removing necessary minerals, and then I would need to replace those?
No, it does not remove the minerals.
It does not remove the minerals.
Remove specific minerals. You can remove arsenic and fluoride if you have the PF2 filters. But certainly if you don't have the PF2 filters, it does not remove the specific minerals. It will remove chloride. Do you have the Berkey Light or do you have the standard Big Berkey?
I have the travel size with
or the black Berkey filters?
I have the black Berkey filters in a travel size.
Okay, fine. Well, then it will remove the chloride, it'll remove the, but it will not remove the essential minerals. You don't have to add minerals.
Well, that's super. good news. I'm glad I asked you. Now, I didn't hear well. Did you say it removes, the black filters remove the fluoride?
Yeah, no. They remove the chloride. If you want to remove the fluoride, you have to get the PF2 filters.
Okay.
And that's a separate item. But do you have fluoride added to your water?
Yes, unfortunately we do.
Well, then you need
it. It started in Fort Collins and it moved around the state.
Yeah, well, you need the PF2 filters in addition.
PF2?
Okay. And you
All right,
get
thank
those.
Thank you so very, very
certainly
much.
Certainly through Don Wiedemann that carries those.
All right. Thank you so very, very much.
You're welcome. God bless. And thanks for calling. Again, our number 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And who do we have calling in?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Steve from Conifer, Colorado. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Steve?
Good. I was wondering if you had heard anything about the prediction of this Saturday, May 21st, as being some sort of important date from Scripture. There's
Harold Camping and American Family Radio, I should say Family Radio Network. And yes, I think it's ridiculous. I can remember in 1988 when Harold Camping wrote a book called 88 Reasons Why the World Will End in 1988.
Right.
And I think he's very sincere. I think he got a message from someplace. But, of course, it's going to make Christianity look foolish. And I really do not think that he should be doing this sort of thing. I don't question his motives. I don't question his sincerity. I do question his judgment. And I question where that message came from. There's nothing the devil would like better than to discredit Christianity. And that's exactly what he's doing.
Right. Well, I really enjoy your work, Dr. Stan. Enjoy listening to you, and God bless.
Thank you so very much. Appreciate you calling, Steve. So our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Let me recommend, those of you who have the time, go to our archives, that's RadioLiberty.com. Listen to last night's 9 o'clock program with Avi Lipkin. We had to call him over in Israel at 7 o'clock this morning because of the time zone difference. But he has some very interesting observations. And certainly he's a scholar of the Bible far better than I am. And he has some interesting predictions about Egypt. Things I had never heard considered before, and well worthwhile at least considering. Reading prophecy and trying to be absolutely certain what the future holds is, I think, dangerous. On the other hand, I think that we should read prophecy and try to just see if it might be very well that we're moving towards the time that are predicted or prophesied in Ezekiel. And he points to Ezekiel 29, and 29, something I had never even thought of before. Of course, I usually think of Ezekiel 38 and 39, the Ezekiel wars, and I see that they are not in the too far distant future, or at least something very, very similar to them. But I think we are moving into terribly difficult times. I mean, what will happen when, for instance, the whole of that area is in turmoil and the oil supplies are cut off? That will, of course, raise the price of oil. In fact, if you stop and think about Lindsey Williams' predictions, and they're really not Lindsey's predictions, they're the things he was told by Ken Fromm, who was giving him, I think, valid information. And Ken was dying, certainly, when he talked to Lindsey, and that was in October of last year, and told him that 4 to 6 months hence, why there would be a great major conflict in the Middle East. And specifically, it would not be a war with Iran. Now, Lindsey couldn't find out what the conflict was, there was going to be a conflict. There was no question. And Lindsey came on to our programs and, and put that out. But along with that would be a rise in the price of oil to $150 or $200 a barrel. Well, you know, right now we're here in California. We're paying $4 a gallon, $4.20 a gallon for gasoline, maybe a little cheaper in Colorado. But that's, of course, with oil hovering around $100 a barrel, $110 a barrel. Imagine what's going to happen if oil goes up another $50 a barrel, another $100 a barrel. How would you possibly get the price of oil that high? There is no shortage of oil. The world is awash with oil. The United States has more oil, enough oil for 200 years, and if we properly apply the natural gas we have, for at least 500 years. So why are they always talking about peak oil and running out of oil? Why to justify raising the price of oil? Why do the oil companies finance the environmental movement that's blocking oil production? Why, very simply, if you produce oil, you get short. Pardon me, if you block the production of oil, why, of course, you don't get so much oil production, and you create relative shortages, and then you can raise the price. It's really very clever. But, of course, most people can't see that. Why would the oil companies finance the environmental movement that's blocked the development of ANWR and the offshore drilling off the North Slope of Alaska? Because they don't want those areas drilled, but they can't come out and tell you common people that. You've got to believe, oh, it's those terrible environmentalists, but, I mean, the terrible environmentalists are totally under the control of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. They were originally financed. You go back, the original financing of the environmental movement, it was all done by the oil companies. Of course, now it's subsidized with your tax dollars to influence political decisions, and that's illegal, but it doesn't matter what's illegal. These people are above the law, as we see with the exploits of the head of the IMF and the people involved in the Bilderbergers, involved in pedophilia, the Franklin scandal. If we do carry the book we recommended about the pedophile ring that began in Boys Town, went right into the White House itself and permeated all of Washington, D.C. These people are into sexual predatory activities and perversion and Bohemian Grove, where they take off their suits and put on their hoods and their capes and carry their candles and have their chants and their feigned human sacrifices before the great owl, who, according to their own documents and their own books, and we have them, and I'm talking about the Bohemian Grove, they revere the owl. This is what it's really all about. It's about the subterranean, satanic, Luciferian groups that rule the world, and this is the devil's world. And until the Christians and people of God are willing to take a stand and ignore the fact that they are, or simply recognize the fact they're being lied to in their churches, we're not telling them about the worldwide Luciferian conspiracy. Until that happens, why, of course, nothing's going to change, or maybe it won't change. And before long, of course, the America we know will soon become simply a remembrance of things past. Our number 877-254-7524. What will happen when oil goes to $150 to $200 a barrel? Why, of course, the price of gasoline and oil and products of that sort will skyrocket. The cost of airline travel will skyrocket. The cost of trucking will skyrocket. The cost of driving will skyrocket. It will tank our economy again, which is going to happen. It's only a matter of time. It'll be called a double disc recession. It's not. We never have got down to the recession. They're lying to us. Those of you who did not hear my interview with John Williams, not to be confused with Lindsay Williams, but with John Williams of ShadowStats.com, you can get it on our website. We archived it. It was about a week ago today. It'll be a tape of the month, a selection, incidentally, if you don't belong to the tape of the month club or CD of the month club or the family of supporters for Radio Liberty, you should, because really we need your help, we need your support. About that John Williams tape where he talks about economics and how they're lying to us about the GDP, how they're lying to us about the economy, how they're lying to us about unemployment, how they're lying to us about the rate of inflation. You need to know what's really going on to make a preparation. Our number, 877-254. 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. It's open lines.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Shalom, this is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, good morning, Dr. Dan here at the American Freedom Network. It's open lines, and, it's talk radio. We need someone to talk to. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Well, Egypt, as a city, was having trouble with hunger. And that was one reason why the people were willing to rise up against Mubarak. Now, Mubarak was certainly not perfect, but at least you had a stable Egypt, stable relationships with Israel, and, of course, the country certainly was able to provide food for its people. They lived in poverty. Many of them were living on $2 or $3 a day. Double the price of food. Why did the price of food double? Because of the policies of the American Federal Reserve System. The American dollar is a reserve currency for the world. It was intentionally inflated and the value is destroyed internationally by our own Federal Reserve System. They're in on the scam. The Federal Reserve is controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness, and, of course, they're intent upon destroying the world monetary system. Why? Because they want to bring in a new monetary system, a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world currency. When we have a one-world currency, it means America it no longer is a sovereign nation. Those who control the issue of money control the nation. And, of course, the issue will not be here in the United States when we have the new one-world system, because there is a subversive element in America. They are the globalists, and they're in total working control of both political parties. You can't have your loyalty to be a world citizen and be an American. And remember what Barack Obama said, I am a citizen of the world. Well, who's calling in? Again, our number, 1-877-254-7524. Who do we have calling?
Yeah, this is Gary out of Loveland, Colorado.
Hey, good to have you with us this morning.
Before I ask my question, Dr. Stan, I wanted to kind of ask you a personal question. I heard you say, oh, a few weeks back that you were an orthopedic surgeon.
Yes, I was. I spent I graduated from medical school in 1952 and practiced until 1994.
Did you happen to know an orthopedic surgeon at Stanford Hospital named William Granis?
No, I never did, I'm afraid.
Okay. Anyway, I'll go to my question then. We're having, last week in Berthoud, here in Windsor, Colorado, last night, the Poudre Valley RUA are having meetings about these smart meters.
Right.
And, of course, they want to install them all across all Fort Collins, Loveland, all over Colorado, I assume.
Sure.
And I know, I think you had somebody on your show talking about those smart meters.
We have a four-tape set we've got together now on the smart meters. Got a lot of great information. Yeah, go right ahead.
Well, doesn't this, pretty much tie in with what's going on in the Middle East?
Everything ties in together. Basically, of course, what the smart meter is all about, raising the cost of electricity so they can lower your living standards. And basically, of course, the smart meter ties into the smart appliances, the smart grid, and basically everything is to be regulated and controlled. The smart meter actually will raise your cost of electricity. It's also harmful to your health because, of course, some people are very sensitive to the electromagnetic pulses that are coming out. And, of course, down the line, there's even going to be more because, of course, the next step is to get you to buy the smart appliances or even to give them to you. There'll be refrigerators and there'll be your heating system will be smart appliances. Many of the electric things that you have, even your light bulbs, some light appliances will be actually changed off and they'll be reinstalled. This is why they want you to use those mercury light bulbs, more efficient, dangerous, but of course they want you to use this sort of thing. They want basically to raise the cost of electricity so high that your living standards will be lowered. This is what it's really all about, and that's what the green energy is all about. And so basically when you have these smart appliances, they'll be able to turn them off. They'll turn off or turn off automatically through the smart grid and through your smart meter. So that's what it's about. And
well, I went to the Berthoud meeting last week.
It's part of a worldwide program to lower the living standards of the American people. They're doing it all throughout the world.
Well, I went to the meeting in Berthoud last week, and I asked the CEO, I said, well, what if I don't want a smart meter? And his answer was, well, then you won't have any energy. In other words,
what I think we need to do is get more and more people planning on getting off the grid. Get your solar electric. It's not.
I'm getting flyers. I'm getting signs to put up. I'm going to pass flyers across my neighborhood And there's a site, oh gosh, do not accept smartmeters.com, I think.
Yes.
But nevertheless, we have to get the word out because they want to control your energy. Now, I was thinking, well, what if you've got a person on a dialysis machine? And they're using that machine in the peak hours of, you know, and you're using too much, we're going to have to shut it off. That person would be in pretty bad shape.
That's right. They don't care about human life. They care about, it's all about control. It's about lowering your living standards. Yes, go to that site, stopsmartmeters.com, or get our 4-tape set. It's got a lot of information, and we'll put you in touch with the people who know. Start a campaign, because you see, this is just part of Agenda 21. Most people have never heard of Agenda 21.
Well, I would like to have said out when I was here at that meeting, I said, well, Mr. So-and-so, you know, we still do have that Make My Day law here in Colorado. so if you guys want to come out and put a meter in my property, beware.
Well, here in California, actually, they pretty well sorted it. We have, you know, a lot of concerned people. They've created a wave of concern, and PG&E has backed down and said, well, Cindy, if you call this number and tell them you don't want a smart meter, we won't put it in, but then we'll have to charge it to have somebody come around to read your meter. Well, basically, the whole idea is to raise the cost of your electricity anyway. You're better off without the smart meter.
But kind
of a much bigger program.
Right, exactly.
It's all about control.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Shannon, I'll get off because it looks like you got another caller.
Okay, fine. But the utility companies are in on this. They all know about Agenda 21. It's just common people aren't supposed to know. I'm so glad you went there. I'm so glad you're going to get started being organized. Well, they organized here in California, and PG&E's had to back off. And the other side's furious that the American people are beginning to wake up. Once we can get them to understand smart meters, then we're going to get them to understand smart appliances and the smart grid, and then Agenda 21. As incredible as it may seem, there really are people out there who want to force us to live at a much lower level. Thanks so much for calling. Again, our number is 877-254-7524. We'll pick up the other call when we get back.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
There's a trend underway at America's farms, ranches, and rodeos, and that trend is to Tartar Farm and Ranch, the nation's number one manufacturer of farm and ranch equipment. Tartar offers hundreds of top-quality American-made products for ranchers, ropers, hunters, and every type of farmer, horses, cattle, or goats, for work, for hobby, or both. Visit TartarFarmAndRanch.com for all of our products and a dealer near you. Tartar Farm and Ranch, working harder since 1945.
Thank you.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I guess this morning, we have another caller, so who's calling in?
Dan, it's Susie from Northern Colorado. I wanted to add to that birthed fella who just talked.
Right.
We had our first meeting in Fort Collins a couple of weeks ago, and let me tell you what, they put a chart on the overhead, and it was like a three-step porch, okay? The first step would be from midnight to 6 a.m. The second step up would be from 6 p.m. to midnight. And the next step up would be from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. But that area would be twice as long as the other two steps. And so they say, well, you're going to pay per what you use. So the most expensive electricity will be from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Right.
The next least expensive will be from 6 p.m. to midnight, and then the least from midnight to 6 a.m.
Gee, isn't that wonderful?
We're already paying the demand. The more you use, the more they charge you per demand. And if you live in an electric house, you're in big trouble. Also, they've been putting in what I call morphed meters. They're not quite the smart meter, but they're something else. And the people who have those say their electric bills have gone up three times. And this is in Fort Collins. But there's also all of the health aspects of it.
And lowering your living
standards. Brian Berthet has to make sure he gets out that this is all part of Agenda 21.
You're right.
And I'll listen now and get off the phone and let somebody else call. Thank you.
You're welcome. But it's so important. People understand, ladies and gentlemen, they want to raise the cost of electricity so they can lower your living standards. They want to be able to justify it. Why, we're not trying to raise your electric cost. There's nothing wrong with these meters. They work very well. They're very efficient. All we want to do is save you money. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a lie. They want to cost you more money so they can prevent you from using electricity. Is there any shortage of electricity? No. Electricity is very cheap to manufacture. They just want to not raise electricity, lower your living standards. Why should you live so well when there are people in Africa who don't even have electricity? Shouldn't we have equality in the world? I believe in equality. I'd like to see the people in Africa have certainly better living standards, but the plan is to lower your standard of living. Once you understand that, and that's the message you have to get out, there really is an elite. There really is a coordinated effort all across the world to lower the standard of living in the first world nations and raise the standard of living in other nations. And if you doubt that, you need to get David Rockefeller's memoirs, page 405, where he talks about how we have raised the standard of living in other nations throughout the world. And what would the people who have criticized us done? You know, well, of course, we would criticize them because they're a subversive element. Their loyalty is not to America. Their loyalty is to this globalist dream. And they have raised living standards throughout the world. Standard of living is much higher in India and in China. But you don't have to lower the standard of living and put in smart meters to drive up the cost of electricity and create wars throughout the world to drive up the cost of oil, simply to raise living standards throughout the world. Behind this whole movement are powerful Luciferian movements. There really are people who worship Lucifer. There really are people who want to destroy America. And they control the leadership of both political parties. Why don't you hear a massive outcry from the leaders of either the Republican Party or the Democrat Party about the fact that we are involved in a war with Libya? Why don't you hear a massive outcry from the leaders of both political parties about Agenda 21? It's very real. Why don't you hear any outcry from the leaders of both political parties about the fact they've taken down the tariffs in our country so that we can encourage our country, our corporations to move overseas and produce their goods and then bring them back in here without tariffs so we can lower the standard of living of the American people. And it's what's going on today. And nobody's telling you. And that's why I do what I do 5 hours a day. And that's why you have to get educated and talk to other people. If you want more information, we have some great... we have a book on smart meters written by our good friend Orlean Kolam. We have a four-tape set or four-CD set on smart meters, which includes some of our excellent interviews. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The purpose of Agenda 21 is to destroy our economy, and, of course, to... it is the agenda for the 21st century. It's to do away with private property rights and freedom, to circumvent the Constitution, and to allow this elite group to lower our living standards so you will become dependent upon them. And as we raise living standards throughout the world, we lowered living standards here. Part of the agenda is to kill off most of the world's population. They're in the process of doing it. Who do we have calling? Who's calling? We have a caller.
Yes, this is Kathy from Colorado, and I'd like to make a comment to the gentleman in Berthoud. And we have a group, We Are Change Colorado, that meet every Monday night that he could get more help with, as far as people to go down there and back him with these meetings. We're very interested in informing and helping the public. And I just wanted to put that out too.
How can people get in touch with you?
WeAreChangeColorado.org.
ChangeColorado.org. We'll see what we need. Our groups like yours all across Colorado.
We're building and growing. We're going to be down at the Federal Reserve at the 16th Street Mall this morning between 11 and 2 to get to the heart of the matter. And that's where it's all stemming from, is the Federal Reserve.
You've got to be able to tie this together for people. How does the Federal Reserve fit into this?
Great preacher from Chuckle Island, from G. Edward Griffin, that will give you a wonderful history lesson to start off on.
Great place to start. Hey,
yes,
thanks for what you're doing. God bless you for your efforts.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Thank you.
understand here at the American Freedom Network, and really I'm so pleased by this last call, Change Colorado. You need to have organizations like that. Doesn't matter what they're called. Form your own group. Remember, there are only a very, very few groups you can really trust. You can trust the Freedom 21 group. You can trust Freedom Advocates. I know the people who run both of them, and they are patriots. They're people who've given their lives in this battle. But you either get involved and stand up now, or you get to watch your family die. They are actively killing off our population. Why do you think it is we had 1 in 17 people with cancer, dying of cancer, back in the turn of the 20th century in 1900? Today, 1 in 3 gets cancer. They know what they're doing. They're killing our population. Why do you think we have so much abortion today? Why do you think women have so much difficulty getting pregnant? And we used to have 4 or 5 children in a family. Now we have, well, among the white population, 1.67. We get the Hispanics and Muslims, why the overall fertility rate in America is 2.1. But you go to Europe and for family, it's 1.2, 1.4 children per family. They're simply killing off the population of the world. But, of course, the Muslims are certainly procreating very rapidly, having 4 or 5 kids still. So that's why we have to have a war with the Muslim world. Understand, we're dealing with organized evil. Their major goal is population reduction, getting the world population down to 500 million. That's the message on the Georgia Guidestones, erected by a secret Luciferian society. And you can go there to Elberton, Georgia, and see it with your own eyes. And you need to get my material on planned population reduction or Nundercolor genocide. You know, to go to our website and read our newsletters, watch our DVDs, listen to our radio programs. They're all free. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You can get my talks there. You can get our material on sustainable development and our syllabus, our talk on sustainable development, the Road to World Government, our 4-tape set. Get a material on population control. And then go to our website, radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there, watch our DVDs. As I say, listen to our radio programs on the Internet, if you have an iPhone, have MP3, even just have a telephone with unlimited minutes, you can listen to our afternoon program. Get educated. Form your own group. Distribute your own information, or get it from some groups like Stop Smart Meters. I mean, they've got that, and it's an introduction, something that affects people. And then once they understand smart meters, you can begin to educate them about the population control agenda. The origin of wars and the origin of this coming war, the plan to lower living standards, the plan to destroy the value of our currency, the plan to impoverish the American people. And remember, the one thing people are concerned about is money. And when they realize the plan is to impoverish them, and to kill off their children. At that point, at least some will become involved. The number from my ministry, 1-800-544-8927. We need your help to maintain the network of 60 stations we have. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number, 1-800-544-8927. But please pray for America, pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. So until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package.